You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City, and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. But really, you can listen to me anywhere that you get your podcast. I want to thank you for continuing to like, listen, and share Situations with Sassy. And remember to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. So listen, today I got my boy back in the house, my boy Ace. Ace is a fan of the show. He's a friend to the show. And I always enjoy talking to him, especially on hot topics related to LSD, like I like to call it, love, sex, and dating. And just overall relationship topics and things that affect the melanated collective and in our community. So, Ace, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me again. Y'all know what it is. Ace in the building.
Ace in the building. So, listen, okay, so we're going to start off with, I don't know, I know you don't do the whole reality show and relationship things, but the first point we're going to talk about is Keke Palmer. Now, we all know Keke Palmer from Akilah and the Bee. She does, I think she has a segment on Good Morning America with, what's the guy's name?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she has a segment on Good Morning America. I think the black guy was a football player.
Who, Michael Strahan?
Michael Strahan. They do like a little segment on the show. Like I think it's in the third hour. Like you have the third hour today, the fourth hour today with Hoda and Jenna. So I think it's something like that, but I'm a Channel 11 Today Show fan. Mm. So I really don't know. And for those of y'all, you're going to hear a lot of nature sounds because we're actually sitting on my deck. So you're going to hear the birds chirping, fire trucks, police sirens. Yeah. You're my neighbor's dogs yapping in the background. So that's what's going on, and I'm not going to edit it out. So Keke just became a mom.
Yeah.
And she has a boyfriend by the name of Darius Jackson.
Yeah.
And Keke recently was in Vegas at an Usher show.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed out. Looking good. She had on this beautiful.
Oh, she was looking good.
Good. She looked good.
Yes.
And she got that mom weight now. She got that mom weight, that mom body back. And I think being a mom has given her a little bit more confidence than she had before. But her boyfriend, instead of privately having a conversation with his woman, her boyfriend took to Twitter and basically saw, reposted a picture of her and Usher all close, Usher singing to her, and she kind of did a twirl for Usher. And if you saw it, the back of her dress, part of her butt was out, wasn't completely thonged out like Ciara or like Halle Berry. You have all of these people that recently had, you know, all of these little exposure scenes. But he was like, wow, you're a mom now. And he hit hit send and tweeted it out. And Black Twitter wasted no time in roasting him.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, it was well-deserved roast. let's be clear on that. Because let's be honest. I don't care if it's Keke Palmer or you, Sassy. You gonna be, if you front row at Usher, tell me you not gonna be, oh my God, it's Usher. Cause it's Usher.
It's Usher.
Let's be real. Usher is a performer.
So is Keke. That's what I mean. She's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
He got into a relationship with an entertainer. And some things entertainers do, they need to be in character for some things. You know what I mean? Who's to say that her and Usher didn't even plan this? Like, I'm going to be in the audience. You're going to come out the audience. And this is what we're going to do. My team, talk to your team. This is the expectation for tonight.
Mm.
But he took to Twitter to mom shame her. To shame her as a mom. Mind you, This is the same dude took a picture of himself sitting in his drawers.
Yep, I saw that.
It was the same dude that took a picture of Kiki's ass when she was pregnant.
Oh, did
it? It was the same dude that took a picture of Kiki twerking to like Little Boosie or something like that. I could have the two scenarios different, but either way, he posted her on the internet. And now, because, and she was pregnant at the time. So what's the difference in pregnant Kiki versus mom Kiki? She was still about to be a mom.
There's no difference. And that's my point. And that's a good thing you brought up. I did not even thought about that, that they had the whole thing planned.
Could have been planned.
That could have been.
Allegedly.
That is a very interesting take.
Well, the fact that, like I said, they're an entertainer. And yeah. I went through a lot of the various social media platforms that I'm on. All of the men were like, this dude is crazy. But you had a lot of men talking about how she disrespected him. Women, she disrespected her man. She never should have dressed like that. She never should have acted like that. And I'm what? Like, women have, in this day and age, we have no body autonomy. We can't dress the way we want. We can't say the things we want without somebody coming at us for it. Kiki's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And you married, or not married.
He ain't married.
But you're in a relationship with a woman who, quite frankly, doesn't need you. She wants you.
Does she still want him, though?
Well, she recently put out a message talking about how she's a mom and she loves, enjoy being a mom. And then she created merchandise around that. So she turned this issue into an opportunity.
Okay, hold on. I don't care about all that. What's she doing about the situation with him coming out and putting that out there publicly?
If she's going to do anything, from what I'm seeing, she's handling it privately.
Oh, okay.
Which is what he should have done. Yeah. He could have tweeted, damn, my baby look good. Go ahead, baby. Enjoy your night.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But privately, he done sent her a text. We're going to talk about this when you get home. Even if he did it privately, he did not shame her publicly. And I think that was the whole thing of that you're shaming her for her actions because she's a mom. Well, how'd she get a mom? Become a mom. By sleeping with you, right?
I don't think... I guess my point on that is he has no standing at all to say a goddamn thing, privately or publicly. Because let's be real. This dude, I ain't never heard of this dude.
You had to Google him?
I had to Google him. And with that being said, clearly Kiki is the, let's just say, breadwinner in this relationship.
Hello.
She's the one that's bringing in the money. So you need to step back and play your role, fella. You know what I'm saying?
You had a lot of people saying, which was funny, because, you know, the clapbacks and the memes and everything that they were saying on Twitter. It was like, you don't see Stedman coming out of the background saying, huh? Oprah shouldn't be going on these trips with Gail and shouldn't be doing XYZ. You don't see Kerry Washington's husband coming out saying stuff. Issa Rae, you didn't even know she was dating anybody, and boom, she popped up married. But you don't see him coming out saying anything. Mm-hmm. So they was like, you need to know your role and play your position, because when they say that to women, and then they tried to compare it with Chance the Rapper grinding on this chick at Carnival, and they were saying how women were saying that he was being disrespectful, but with Kiki Palmer dancing on Usher, she wasn't being disrespectful. I'm like, Chance is a married man. Kiki's a single woman. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. And as you said, she's coming home to me.
Yeah.
So why don't men think like that, though?
You know what? I said this to you many, many times, and I'm going to say it to your audience. The male ego is the most fragilest thing on this planet. Some dudes are just straight. No, I'm not going to say some. And I don't care if dudes get mad at me. Majority of dudes are straight bitches. You know, you can't handle a woman being in a more powerful position than you, so you try your best to bring her down,
mm-hmm.
so you feel a little bit more power yourself, man. Cut that bullshit out, man. Let that woman shine, man. Mm-hmm. Kiki a beast. You know, she's a great actress. She's a great host. I seen her host some shit. She do her thing. Let her handle her business and let her come home to you and you enjoy that time y'all together, man. Stop tripping. Now, why niggas always gotta be tripping, man?
I have no idea. It's the same way that the internet, and I call the internet the peanut gallery. Because as you said the other day when we were having a conversation, why do people feel it necessary to put everything on the internet and then get an attitude when people comment about the things that you put on the internet? Everything doesn't have to be on there. They went after Rihanna when she did the cover. I don't know if it was Ebony or Essence, or maybe it was Vanity Fair, but she was pregnant with her second child. Her husband, or boyfriend, I'm sorry, was in the back holding the baby, and she had her hand out, and he was like reaching towards her or whatever. And they was like, look how he playing in the background. He ain't the man in the relationship. Well, one, she's worth $1.2 billion. Two, he ain't about to mess that shit up.
Yeah.
They talk about women liking money. Men like money, too.
ASAP know what he doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing. You're not going to hear him saying that. You didn't hear her say, you ain't got to have your stomach out like that with you being pregnant and whatnot. You ain't got to wear those see-through outfits. You don't have to put pasties on with a see-through outfit. You don't hear him saying any of that. Babe, you look good. You didn't hear Russell Wilson saying anything about Ciara. He stood in the background. He's smiling like, look, that's my shit right there.
And that's not, and if anybody sees that as not being a man or is that being weak, that's goofy. Because
they call him a simp.
Yeah, to me, you being more of a man than anybody that's commenting on your shit. Because you allowing your woman to shine. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. And is that the problem? That men can't handle women that have...
That is the problem.
That's the problem.
Like I said, the male ego is fragile. That's why you see, you know, you could turn on the news any day of the week almost and see a motherfucker done just went and shot her and shot the kids and killed himself. Why? Because he can't handle a woman leaving him. Are you serious now? Who's really the man? That ain't a man to me. That you can't handle a breakup? Are you serious?
This is great. What is your definition of a man?
Okay. I'm going to tell you what a man does. A man handles his business. A man takes care of his family if he has one. A man can provide for himself and others if need be. A man will speak his mind. And a man will also allow others to speak their mind. A man will work with people, not just try to take the whole situation over because you think this and think that. You know, a man is a multitude of things. But what you can't tell me is that you're not a man if you allow your woman to shine. Because that don't make no damn sense to me. Because if you want a relationship with somebody and you don't want them to be their best self, you just hating. You just another hater.
Now, when I look at the things that I see on social media, and I've said this on the show and I've said this to you privately, it's almost as if black men in general, because you don't hear white men talking about their women like this. You see, now they're beginning to. You got white women that are beginning to come on and talk about the things men need to do as black women did, and they're going to get a louder voice because they're white. They're not going to be seen as haters as they look at black women, right? But you have black men giving the appearance through their words and their actions like they don't like black women.
I don't understand that. You know, you done send me some crazy videos or some some thought processes. I'm just like, yo, you need to keep that to yourself, fool. Because you sound real dumb right now.
But are they, and this is where I think pandering and gaslighting comes in, because I think that they secretly, they really don't believe half the shit that they're saying. But it get clicks, it get likes, it get views, it gets reshared and retweeted, and they remix it, and they, you know, on Instagram, they do reels and duets with it on TikTok. So the craziest voice, the most outrageous things are the ones that go viral. The sanity, the salient points, the things that are logical, that make sense when you sit down and critically think about the situation, those are the ones that get left in the background as background noise. because it makes sense and it makes too much sense. But this bullshit over here, we got to talk about this. And that's why things like this go viral. Mm. Because of what he did and his actions. And he did it to the point where he scrubbed his social media.
Oh, he did?
He scrubbed his social media because they came for him. They did a deep dive. They had videos going around saying, I saw one and it was like, Black Twitter needs to get a job with top secret clearance with the FBI and the CIA and NSA and the DOJ because they did a deep dive into this brother's background. They found tweets from 2009 where he done said some stupid shit about, you know, all they had to do. And I can't remember who it was, but it was somebody who was shot by the policeman. It was like, all he had to do was just comply. And black people were like, a black man telling another black person that all they had to do was comply? So you've been saying crazy shit for a minute, but you weren't profiled. You weren't a high profile person based on the person that you were dating. So now you have access to things because of the woman that you're with, right? So now you say outrageous things, and of course it's going to go viral. So,
yo, and this is another thing. If you're going to put some shit out in the atmosphere, be ready for what come back at you. Don't bitch up. Don't close your account. Don't disappear. Then you better stand on it. If you believed it when you put it out, you better stand on it.
10 toes down.
That's a man.
10 toes down. Stand on it.
That's
but
a man.
But they won't do that.
Of course not, because they bitches. He's a bitch. I'm going to tell, hey, if he was standing right here in front of me, you a bitch, dude. I'll tell him straight to his face.
Well, I want to, okay, so I want to jump into the next topic. Because Kiki came out, she said what she said. I personally feel she's not going to leave him. Mm-hmm. And that she's going to address it privately and she's going to move forward. And I don't think she's going to give credence to it publicly. You know what I mean? Because that's what the public wants. They want her to come back and do the backlash publicly. And I just don't see her as doing that.
Wait a minute. He did it publicly.
But I don't see her based on the fact that with Kiki has a family. She has values. Her family is tight-knit. And I don't think they're going to allow her to go out like that. Okay. So he probably going to get blasted not just by Kiki, but her mama, her aunts, her daddy, because they all live with Kiki. You know what I'm saying? She's taking care of the family. They're going to rock with Kiki. First, full stop. So, and I know, again, you don't watch the reality TV shows that I watch. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really caught up on this season of this one particular show. But everybody's familiar with Love and Marriage Huntsville. It centers around Martell Hope, Melody Hope, Tisha, and Marceau Scott, and Maurice and Kimmy Scott. And the Scotts are brothers. So Kimmy and Tisha are sister-in-laws. And Martell and Melody were friends of theirs. So they started this before the show. They started like this collective to do real estate in Huntsville, Alabama, to try to build up the community as well as generate wealth and all this other stuff. So they had shirts made like 750 credit score or better. 750 is my number, something like that. And which was an admirable thing that they were doing. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, it's been a lot of mess that has gone on between Melody and Martell. They're now divorced. He had a baby on her outside of the marriage. Throughout the seasons, he had been cheating on her. Mm-hmm. They're divorced. So one of the other couples, Maurice and Kimmy Scott, are married. Kimmy was just diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. So Carlos King is the executive producer of the show. And he has a podcast. And he recently had Maurice Scott on the show. Mm-hmm. And I just got to let you hear what he said, what this clip said, and then we're going to discuss it.
Are you that much of a sexual person to where, despite what she's going through right now, you still feel like there's a happy medium in terms of her pleasuring you?
There's a difference between wants and needs, all right? And I'm a person who actually needs sex, not a person who wants sex. Now, at times I want it, but I actually need it. Life throws us curveballs like what we're going through right now. What Kimmy is doing is admirable as a spouse. To roll over and suffer through it, fakes it all for me. Because at that moment, it's something that she completely didn't desire. right? So I look at it as her standing by me while I'm standing by her. As difficult as it may seem, we should all feel that we would be better people and say, oh, no, I don't want or need sex for however long it takes for you to recover. But we then live in reality where that's not true.
I want to ask you this. Oh, when you say you need sex, not want it, you need it.
So what are your thoughts on that? Because I can't, personally, your wife has been diagnosed with a disease that could possibly kill her, if not now, in the future, right? Black women die of breast cancer at an alarming rate. And I know my friends that have had breast cancer, I know how they said that chemotherapy and radiation has affected their body, has affected their libido, even afterwards. So for him to say he needs sex, I'm not a person that wants sex, I need sex. So for him to say that he needs sex and that she, quote unquote, rolls over and suffers through it to satisfy his need, she's a better woman than me because I would have been left his ass. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm very disturbed. I know you told me about it, but I hadn't heard it. And when I'm hearing it, that really bothers me. Wow.
Ace, you know, is at a loss for words, y'all. Like,
nah, I'm gonna say this, right? You know, you can need something, but not necessarily get it.
We need air. We need water.
Yeah.
We need food.
Yeah. But you don't really need sex.
No.
My dude. And if you need sex like that, you got two hands, motherfucker. You go on the internet and find whatever porn you want to watch.
And do it.
And take care of yourself, nigga. That's right. I said it. Dude, if I would smack the shit out of him if he was standing right in front of me right now. Why would you put your wife? That's your wife, nigga. That's your wife. That's somebody that you wanted to dedicate the rest of your life to. And that's how you treat your wife?
Who's going through chemotherapy and radiation with breast cancer.
My dude, you're supposed to be there to support her 100,000%.
Well, in his mind, they are supporting each other. He's supporting her through this trying time. And being there when she needs him, and she's supporting him by giving him what he needs when he wants it. Hey, I'm just, this is how it sounds to me when I listen to that clip, and I know that's just a clip, and that clip has gone viral. I know it's just a clip. Him and his wife actually did another podcast where they tried to do damage control. It didn't work. It didn't help their cause.
Of course not.
Ain't because she was that. She was trying to. She was trying to mitigate what he was saying by, oh, I understand this, and this is just who the person he is, and I knew that when I married him, but you didn't have cancer when you married him.
Yeah.
So you suffered through it, and you faked it often before you got chemotherapy and cancer, and radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're doing it even more when your body is still trying to heal itself?
No way. Dude, that's the most selfish thing I heard.
Selfish and arrogant. And I remember listening to a show where he said he had sex 6 times in one day.
That's a, come on, man. Come on. That's not a need. That's more of a compulsion to me. You know,
like
what I'm saying?
A sex addiction.
Yeah.
Because actually, are you getting off each time?
Yeah. Dude, come on. 6 times a day? Who do? Come on. Come on, man. Let's use common sense right here.
As a man, you couldn't masturbate 6 times a day?
For what? Nick, I don't need to masturbate 6 times a day?
3 times a day. Look, like, what is too much when it comes to sex? And women, you know, it'll say they're trying to say his sex drive is very high. And, you know, this is what she understood when they got together. His sex drive, now, I will say this. It just didn't get high. And if you go back and listen to the different seasons in the show, he's always talked about his sex drive. Sex is always in the mix. And she's coming out with the lingerie. She's trying to please him in the best way possible. But you can tell it still ain't enough. She's swinging from the chandeliers. She's doing the shit that he wants. And it's still not enough.
So why she marry him then? You know what I'm saying?
She loves him.
Man, come on, man. You know what? It takes more than love to want to walk down the aisle with somebody. Let's be real. You got to have some compatibility there. You got to have some common sense there. You got to have some, you know, I know marriage is a work in progress always. Oh,
right.
But sometimes, some things you know when you marry somebody that you be like, yo, this ain't really for me. So what am I doing? You know, and what we said earlier, you know, some people just don't want to be alone. But sometimes being alone is better than going through what she going through.
Man, no.
Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. I can't. And my best friend had breast cancer. And when she saw that clip, she said, I just can't tell you what it did to me. And I actually had to tell my husband how much I appreciated him being with me and understanding. Yeah. She said, my libido has changed. You know, my desire level has changed. And I've been cancer free for going on 7 years now. But it still affects her, you know, her sex drive. Mm-hmm. And he's understanding of that. Mm-hmm. And she said, I don't know what I would have done if he had been like, I don't care if you had radiation today. I don't care if your body's still hurting and then you sore. Roll over and let me do this. Mm.
Or another unpopular opinion I'm about to say. Don't be mad at me.
Take it to the streets. See, he can't take, that's the other thing. Because he's on this reality show, he know he can't take it to the streets. Because it would have been out there already. So he got to, yeah, and to me, and women, y'all not going to like me when I say it, especially actual victims of rape. But to me, it's almost like she's acquiescing to her own rape. He need to go to the fucking cemetery, or not to the morgue. If she's just laying there and not participating in shit, you just need a body. Mm-hmm. It sounds like hot or cold, you're going to take it. You need to go to the morgue and get your man off and then go on home. Like, what is going on?
True that. That's crazy to me. You know, this is a situation where I feel a lot of women acquiesce to stuff that they really don't want to do just so they're not alone. Ladies, sometimes it's good to be alone. Why put yourself through misery just so you can say, oh, I got somebody?
Because we're not stronger than our loneliness. And I've been one of those women. I told you that. I've been one of those women where I'm not stronger than my loneliness, or wasn't stronger than my loneliness. And I was in a relationship that I knew I shouldn't even have been in. Mm. But I didn't want to be alone. I needed to be touched. I needed to be held. I needed to be wanted and desired. By one person, not by many. By one person.
Well, why don't you just touch yourself? You could desire yourself. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, but okay, it's like you want those feelings, those endorphins.
I hear you.
You know, those are the feelings that we were looking for. Those are the things that we want. And I think she honest, and look, this chick is from Baltimore. So I would love to hear, once her family saw that clip, I would love to hear what her family said. Mm. Because he's the type that I don't give a damn what your family said. And, it's, you know, it is our marriage, and you are right. But that's my sister. Yo. And you sitting here telling me that my sister's body is racked with pain, and you need to get your man off, stick your dick in some grits or something, brother. Mm-hmm. What?
Hey, if that was my sister, me and him going to have a conversation. You understand me?
I don't know if she has brothers.
I'm just saying, yeah. If that was my sister?
Yeah. He would definitely be unbenefited with me and my family.
Homie, we having a conversation, dog. Marriage or not, you disrespecting my sister now. And not only you disrespecting her, but you putting it out in public for everybody to know you disrespecting her. So I really got a problem with you now, son. We need to have a conversation.
And she is complicit in it.
Yes.
Because she tried to do this whole damage control thing. And he's been, and then one of the other things, and this is just sassy spitballing. She's a registered nurse, so she has her own career. Then she just started getting into real estate herself, right? He wants her to quit her job, do the real estate full time. She don't want to quit her job. And I think the reason why she don't want to quit her job is because of this bullshit right here. The things that we don't see on air that go on behind the scenes. So when the cameras stop rolling and life gets real, which is doing right now, I'm thinking she's like, I'm not gonna give up my job, and this nigga just turn around and he gonna end up leaving me, and then I'm not gonna have a job, any income coming in, and I'm gonna have to rely on him. I can't see me doing that. And I think that's one of the reasons why she kept her job. But I'm going to say a prayer for her. I'm really going to say a prayer for her going through what she's going through. And now...
Is she still going through chemo?
Yes. And now going through all of this. And now you got... This is stress. You can't... And one of them... My girlfriend told me she had to be in a positive frame of mind going through chemotherapy. She was always positive. She was never negative. She was like, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get through this. We're going to do this. Yeah, my body hurt, but I still got to go out here and get my garden. Yeah, this is upsetting me, and I still got to go in and cook a meal, you know, for my family. So even in her pain, she wasn't going to allow that to overtake it. But I know one thing she wasn't going to do was allow her husband to abuse her body for his sexual gratification. And that's what I see. And I'm not a therapist, but as from the outside looking in, I'm part of the peanut gallery. And the court of public opinion, she's acquiescing to her own rape, and that's how I see it. Ladies, don't come for me. Real rape victims, I'm not trying to invalidate your feelings at all. I'm just saying that his selfishness, his arrogance, the unmitigated gall that he has to say that sex is a need, he can't breathe without sex, he can't live without sex, his attitude is affected. When he doesn't have sex, I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm calling
me
bullshit.
Too. Me too.
Me too. I'm not having it at all. So listen, before we check out, any last thoughts that you have on the topics we just discussed that you want to share?
My thoughts are this. Ladies, stop putting up with this bullshit that the dudes are putting you through. And I know some dudes gonna hate on me for that, but you would be better off and more happier. You know, we only get one life to live.
Exactly.
So why are you gonna put yourself in a situation where you're unhappy through that life? You understand me? Whether that be Kiki dealing with this goofy because he can't handle your success, or be this goofy motherfucker because he feel like he need to have sex 6 times a day and he can't take care of himself. You understand what I mean?
I understand.
So ladies, stop it. Please. Listen to Ace on this one. Stop it. Take control of yourself. You can find, if you need to have a man, if you need, like Sassy says, you need that validation, you can find a good dude out here. It's plenty, I'm sure.
There's plenty of good dudes out here.
So
they're just not packaged how y'all want, ladies. They're not six-figure dudes. They don't have six packs. They're not 6'2". You know, no, seriously, women, they have this, he got to make six figures, and he got to drive this thing and this type of vehicle and live in this type of zip code and have this type of job, when you're overlooking good quality men because of the package that they're coming in, because you worried about what your girls are going to say. And fellas, y'all do the shit too. It's a lot of good women out here.
Yup.
But the good women's stomachs ain't flat.
Hey, I laughed because I've been in that situation. I met a young lady. She was no more than 5'3".
Right.
And, you know, we was flowing. Everything was good. But when we met, she was like, oh, you only 5'10". Oh, I like my men 6'2 or better. I'm like, I wanted to say, bitch, I'm still towering over your head.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the goofiness. That's just, stop being goofy. Everybody, men, women, stop being goofy. Let's use common sense. Please.
Well, we all know common sense isn't common. And before we show close the show out, go ahead and plug your shit. Rap your shit, brother.
Indeed. I know after I said some words, y'all probably like, man, I ain't dealing with this. But hey, I'm a real dude. You know what I'm saying? I keep it 100.
Yes, you do.
My name is Ace. You can find me on Twitter at CXOAce72. Mr. Tap That Ash on
Ash, A-S-H.
On Instagram. And Cigar Recon on TikTok. So if you smoke cigars out there, you like a nice little cigar, head on over to CigarRecon.com and check us out. We got something good for you.
All right. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, we will talk to you in a week. Peace. I said we. I meant I will talk to you in a week. But you never know. Ace might be back. I said he's a friend of the show. Thank you, Ace.
Yeah. Wow.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.